You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Nida is daf Chof Chet, and we are about a third of the way down at the Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Hamapelat Yad Chatucha V'Regel Chatucha Imot Me'al Leida Ve'in Choshishin Shema Miguf Atum Bo. As we mentioned earlier in the Masechet, the number of times, we do not have any question whatsoever that if the hand or the foot that a woman delivered were articulated with fingers or toes, then there's no chashash that this is the vlad. There must have been an entire body that she gave birth to. Perhaps it had broken up to such an extent that she hadn't even realized, but whatever it is, she's vaday tmeya leida. Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Avuna da Amrei Tarvayu ein, that even though that's true, ein notin lo yumei tohar, that nonetheless, she is not given the benefit of Yemei Tohar. So after, even though we don't know what this is, lo zakar v'la nekiva, but even the Yemei Tohar, a minimum Yemei Tohar, in other words, subtracting 14 days of the nekeva from the 40 days of the zakar, which is the minimum, even that we won't give her. And this is why we are raising the issue here, because this introduces a whole new problem. We have been talking this entire parak about things that are metame misafik, or sofik zocher, sofik nekeva, but it never occurred to us that there might be another issue that we have to take into consideration. And this is precisely the place to take it into consideration. Because remember, we've been talking about how much time you can assume passes between a birth and the delivery of a placenta, or how much time you can think about the possibility of a multiple birth, which we discussed also, lim vlad mishtar chaver, or different gestational periods in the same pregnancy, and so on. But this raises a whole new question, which is, if Lamaisa, she has no idea what happened to the rest of this baby. You're claiming there was definitely a fetus here, and this is all that's left. Because obviously, if this is the only thing that was weirdly, you know, completely mutated to be a hand, and it was just a gufatum, it wouldn't be metame here at all. But here you're saying that you are metame here. Nonetheless, and that's vada, you know, to me later, vada. So then why in the world wouldn't she get at least the minimum of Yemei Tohar, my time, huh? And here's the big Kiddush. Ema hirchika leidata. Once you're saying she doesn't know what happened to it, how do you know how long ago it happened? Maybe it's already 80 days or 40 days. So that even the chumra, in other words, which we thought was maximum, which is the Achmaraner, but even if we'll give her Yemei Tohar, she may be finished with her Yemei Tohar ages ago. And therefore, we now have to reevaluate, which of course the Gemara is about to do, we now have to reevaluate everything that we've said until now. Because until now, we never took that into consideration. So what happened with that?
A lot may have come out
a long time ago, and this is what's left. A whole new idea. Matif Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks the obvious question, which immediately slaps you across the face. Hamapelet ve'en yadua mahi pila. We said, teshev la'zachar v'la'nekeva. You're introducing a whole new issue here. Now, Isar kadai t'kol k'hai gavna. If we are going to be worried about what you're saying, that in every such case where we cannot account, we don't know what the heck is going on. She doesn't know what she delivered. Something came out. Who knows how long this has been going on? Who knows whether this Leda actually, maybe Rove, was already 40 days ago? And you're telling her Chibiteshev HaZachar Nekeva means by definition that she at least gets the minimum Yemei Tohar of 40 days after the Leda minus the first 14, which is the Chumer book HaZachar Nekeva. But according to you, it should always be a question of Ema Yerchika Leidata. And if Ema Yerchika Leidata, then it should add Vir Lanida. Because you can't give her Yemei Tohar. Maybe now she has to be your Shevet on Dam Nida. Maybe your Yemei Tohar is over. Amar Abaye, you know what? The halacha is indeed she does not get Yemei Tohar according to this. The only reason it doesn't say Nida is because the reader would think that what it means when it says Nida is that we're not sure if there was a Leida. He wouldn't realize that the problem was Shemir Chita Leida Ta. So then if that's the case, he would view it as a Suffolk Leida. If it was a Suffolk Leida, then the psak would have to be that the korban was not allowed to be Ne'echa. Because since we're not sure if this is a real Chatat baby, it's a Nevela, because you did Malikan. In which case we would have said, maybe yeah, korban ve'no Ne'echa. By not saying Nida, you now know there's Vadai, a Chiyuv of Korban. That's not the issue. What about the question of whether she gets Yemei Tohar? Enochinami, according to what Ravina, according to what we're just learning over here of Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Ravuna, Enochinami, there's no way to give her Yemei Tohar at all, as long as it's in the type of situation where it's possible to suggest. Suppose a fetus sticks out its hand before the birth, pulls its hand back in. This contradicts everything we know, and we've been talking about Rove, or we've been talking about Rosh. All of a sudden, comes on Ravuna to say, there's 2 months later just for a hand. How do I know? Is this a pasuk? It says, Vayibalita, Vayitain Yad. So that means that the very story of Tamar and Peretz tells us that that's called Belita, Otsi Yad. So you see that Yad is a Leida? Mati review that. What? It says Beferish, Otsi Ubarat Yado in Imo Choshesha Techol Davar. Absolutely no problems. What are you telling me? I understand. Where'd you come up with this? Omer of Nachman, well, Altoya Ravun himself was Masbir, how he gets away with that. What did he do with that brayta? Ledidim Farshali Minemi the Ravuna. It doesn't mean she does have to be chayshish. It just means ina mekabelet yemei tohar. So yemei tohar she doesn't get until rov of the vlad was yotze. Oh, come on, man. It says ein imo chosheshe lekol davar. And you're telling me, no, she is chosheshe. It's just a little bit. It says for nothing. It's outrageous to be masbrit like that. Omer Abaye, no, the point is like this, that it's really true. That in a chosheshe lekol davar means b'diraita. In other words, of course, there's no issue here whatsoever. The problem is that the Rabbanan made a gezeira. You're going to tell me that everybody knows precisely how much came out of this Uber when the Uber never made it out completely until the next day. I mean, maybe it was Rosho, you didn't realize all you saw was Yodo. I mean, because it doesn't necessarily have to be completely visible to you. So that means that there are Banu Geyser, once already the Vlad, if it stuck out its hand, you already have to be Cheshish, there was a Leda. But of course, it's only Cheshish Ben Rabbanan. So Ben Rabbanan Cheshish. But what about the Pasuk? He brings a Pasuk by Tamar, HaKraka Amar. Things are seldom what they seem. Ben Rabbanan, the cross is not to be Alman. So, of course, it's just the way that the Rabbanan saw that there's an Inyan that's associated with Leda, with a Yad.
Even if she was a Chor.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any nafkamina whatsoever, Lagabi Leda.
So the second one wouldn't come out roast with his roast, the Yad would have meant
nothing.
But that's by the story we see that.
No, on the contrary. That, he's saying, the Ramban learns Maparatsta. Maher, let's say Kodem Imenu. If he had already started coming out, what are you pushing your way in? But not a din of Bechor. Nobody suggests that there's a din of Bechor. Oh, the Ramban says Beferish. Hare Peretz Hu HaBechor.
Who says Ramban?
Ramban, yeah. Hare Peretz Hu HaBechor. We'll Sefer HaBoyer on this, which he says. Because in the Sefer HaBoyer, Zerach is Hashem the Shemesh, Zrichat Hashemesh. And the peretz is al shem levona, because sometimes it grows and sometimes it shrinks. So yes, it doesn't make sense, because if peretz is the bechor, how are you calling the moon the bechor? So he says that's mamish the pshat, that the moon was meant to be peretz because the malchus was based of it. And that was the whole idea, that you have to be a mayit yourself. B'nei nachinami. It's taka b'chor. Different reading, huh? Peretz is taka the b'chor.
The Heilige Commissioner.
Hamapilat tumtum v'androgynous. Until now we've been talking about not knowing and whether it has a din of avlan. Now the question is, you know everything except the sex of the child. So you have a tumtum, where the genitals are covered, androgynous, where you have ambiguous genitalia. Since that's the case, so Lamaisa, if one of the, let's say that there's twins, one is a tumtum and one is a zohar, one is androgynous, one is a zohar. So there, you're machmer to be teshev lazachav lana kevan. Obviously, I mean, why? I was going to ask. I mean, why would it be different if there's also a twin? Okay, because anyway you have to sit for the Zachar and Keva. If you have a Tumtum and an Akeva, an Androgynous and an Akeva, so then you only have to be Yoshev for an Akeva Bilvad, because even if the Tumtum and Androgynous were a Zachar, they don't add anything to the, because they're all included. In other words, we know there was an Akeva, so we can Zikr give her Yemei Tayyar. Mela is a Zohar and a Chinami, but the Zohar, what, 7 days? Anyway, she's Tmeya for 14 days, so what do you lose? A Zohar is not Memai at the time of the Nekeva, he's subsumed in the time of the Nekeva. See, if there was a Nekeva, a twin, together with the Tumtum of Androgynous, it doesn't change anything. You just have to worry about the Nekeva. How about if Yatsa Mechutach, suppose the fetus was in pieces, or it was misuras, meaning it came out backwards, upside down. So it was delivered, right, it was breech delivery. So how about there? So there the din is, now it should say, ach yetze rubo, that's the Rambam's gears, that's the only way it makes sense. So there, we don't go according to the head. There, at the point that rove is yotze, rove of the evorim and a mechutach, or rove of the body, it's kiyolot. If it was Yotze Kedarko, then you don't need Rov, because then it should say, Mi Shi Yotze Rov Rosho. But the point that most of the head is out, that's already the Leda, and what defines most of the head, once the forehead is completely out, that's already most of the head. So Mi Shi Yotze Padachto, that's considered to be the Leda. Now ask the Gemara, what is the point of adding if there was a twin? If anyway, if there's a tumtum l'chudi and an androgynous l'chudi, anyway you're going to have to be yoshev l'zochar v'nekeva. So what in the world do you add by having a zochar twin? So tumtum v'zachar, androgynous v'zachar. For sure, when we know for a fact that she was, that there was a zochar there. So you're telling me that she should be yoshev l'zochar v'nekeva, me boy. No, you don't understand. There's a chiddush in there, like we saw before. So therefore, I would think, having accounted for one of the twins, we can assume that the other twin was the same sex, and over there we should allow you to be Yoshev only for a Zohar. So, Eima bin Ai Zachar, Hainami Zachar, Kamash Malan. Therefore, it teaches us, just like by any twins, it's just as possible that you have different sexes of the different twins. So therefore, Ema Shneim Yitzru V'Vatachat Zozachar V'Zonekivan Om Reb Nachman Amarav Tumtum V'Androgen. Suppose they never end up defining their sex. So here they are, and they're already reached adolescence, and now they're Roa either Loven or Oden. So now, suppose they have what appears to be Zivot, but they don't even know if they're male. So how can they possibly mit tame as a male? Or they're roya dam, but they don't know if they're female. So maybe this is not tame. Ein chayavina biyat migdaj, ve'ein sorfina le'em et ha-truma. Lomais is a sofik, right? So maybe he's a zocher and he's bleeding. Or maybe she's in a keva and has this nun Tomei mucus that looks like some kind of zevus.
Out of what orifice?
Was it?
Out of what orifice?
Well, out of whatever orifice there is. If it's an androgynous, out of whatever appears to be mixed. The urethra can be anywhere.
Where do they sit in the shul?
Now that is a question. And you know, the truth is, you know, there ought to be a special section for we also want.
Wasn't that an
issue? It's a Gibaldic
question. This guy who has undergone.
Oh, undergone a sex change.
And then was Chazer B'tshuva, so where would he sit? Where would he hit sit? But the ultimate ball tshuva question. No.
If anybody had the question, it's us.
Oh my gosh, that's it. I swear we're having a lot of fun today.
Oh my gosh! Did we know he was here?
Is he here at this hour?
It's hard to relate.
Is this called being here? Since Richie has left, we need to have little Richie take his
part.
Just
on the iPhone.
See, everybody remembers your iPhone appearance. It was an iPad. So welcome home. We wouldn't want anything to change. If you would walk in at the right time, or if something was wrong.
He looks like this guy that used to come.
looks better, I think. Yeah? Looks better. Okay, so, anyway, getting back to work here. So therefore, since we don't know whether this either male or female was tamei, because loven wouldn't be matame, because maybe she is female, but odem won't be matame, because maybe he is male. And therefore, you can't be machayev a korban on bias mikdash, and you don't know that you have vadai tuma if it touches truma. But how about, now here comes a surprise, how about if this unknown sex sees both loven and odem? So Ramanushuk, if it's male, so then Lachari should be tamei with zivets. If it's female, he should be tamei with nides, or with the loven is carry type loven, he should be tamei with kever, whatever it is. So if he sees both, it sees both, it should be vadai tamei, and be chayav on bias migdash. Remarkably, says Rav, there is no such chiyuv. And the halacha is, says Rav, Rav Nachman Amar Rav, you're not chayav on bias migdash. Even though you're vadai tamei, so you would be served in aleihem es hatruma, but there's a special gezerata katuv, which mentions by biat migdash, it says over there, mi zachar ad nekevat tishalecho el michutz l'machanet tishalchon. Why does it mention mi zachar ad nekevat, for heaven's sakes? Anybody tell me, what's mi zachar ad nekevat? To tell me it has to be a zachar vadai and a nekevat vadait, not a tumtum and an androgynous. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask if that's the case. Then if this semi-male, semi-female, or suffix, depending on which sheet you hold, the guy androgynous, if it touches a sheretz, so it should also not be shiluach min ha-machad. If it's not a zog min ha-keva, what does it have to do with dafka, the issues of the sexual tumas? It's not negea, their sexual identity. That the Gemara will ask in a moment. Okay. So here we say, zog ha-vari de-keva va-dois, v'lo tum-tum va-androgynous. That's Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Lema misayeh ale. Let's bring a riot. This is one of the, let's bring a riot. It's word for word. Lema misayeh ale. Tumtem v'androgynous ro loven o odem ein chayoven al biat mikdash ve'ein sorfin aleihem et hatruma. Ro loven ve'odem ka'akat. So l'chora you can't miss. Either they've seen what's matame a male or they've seen what's matame a female. Nonetheless, ein chayoven al biat mikdash. That sounds like a heck of a riot to Rav, doesn't it? Now, I'm assuming that this is a Raya to Rav. It's not 100% a Raya to Rav. Why? Because Rav gave this Svara that is the Mekor from Mizachar Nekeva, right? So I'm assuming, I mean, if the Bride, it doesn't say here why. But lav mishum shenemar mizachar nekeva teshalechu zocher vaday nekeva vadayit velotem tum androgynous. Isn't that, I mean, what else could it possibly be? Amar Ula, no, it's actually not a riot to Rav, despite the fact that it says word for word what Rav is saying, because there's a whole different issue over here. And what is that? Amoni Rabbi Eliezer he d'tnan, since we have a Mishnah in which there's a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, remarkable machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says, be medayik in the pasuk. The pasuk, remember the normative halacha is, somebody in order to be metame, mechayev, for tumas midrash v'kedesha, needs the idea mitchilav atzoy, v'nelam imenu, what was nelam? So we pasken either that this is the makom hamikdash, he forgot it's osur to be nichlas the makom, or he forgot it was tame. Either way, but the point is, he thought that what he was doing was mutter at the moment that he was doing it. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, that's wrong. Because if you look in the pasuk, it says, O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh. O b'nivlat peima, o b'nivlat sheretz tameh. V'ne'la mimenu. Mashma. V'sheretz tameh v'ne'la mimenu v'u tameh. Not that you should forget that this is the Makom HaMikdash. Only that you forgot that the sheretz was metameh you, or that a sheretz is metameh. So you see from there, it says, Rabbi Eliezer, al ha'alim sheretz hu chayav, eno chayav al ha'alim mikdash. There is no chiyav if you forgot the isser, the mikdash, or that this is the mikdash. Rabbi Akiva, amen? Look at the pasuk. V'ne'alam imenu v'hu tamei. So that teaches you, only ne'alam imenu v'hu tamei. Namely, he seems to be repeating what Eliezer said. You're only chayav if you forgot you were tamei, not that you forgot that this is Beit HaMikdash. Now we asked over there, is that the same thing? They just said the same thing. And Chizkiya says, oh no, they're saying a very different thing, believe it or not. Because since Rebbe Eliezer has been dying from what word? Sheretz v'hutamei. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the point is, you've got to know what it was that was metame you. Not that you are tame. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, you just have to know you are tame and forgot that. So that means, Omar Chizkiya, the difference, very big difference, is sheretz v'nevela. In other words, the object that was metame, that's the difference. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you didn't originally have an idea of what was metame you, you just knew there was two things there. There was a sheretz and a veil. You touched one of them. You never knew which one it was. You need to know first with the yadiyava da'it. And that's the point for huyada v'ne'alam. You needed to know first ibn sheretz itme, ibn a veil itme. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not the point. You only need to know that you're tameh. That's the idea you have to have at chila. The question of the mikdash, that's not the issue. Now, as regards our sugya, says Ula. Lav Amar Rabbi Eliezer Atabinan Diyadei B'Sheretzit Be'ben Ve'elitme. Did the Torah not say you need to know what was Matame you? Fine. Well, then you need to know, were you Tame because you had a Re'iyah of Loven, so you're either a Balkari or you're a Zov, whatever the case was, or if you were Tame because you're a woman and you were, I mean, you have no idea what's Matame you. If you don't know whether a Sheretz is Matame or an Avela is Matame, so obviously you don't even know, you have no idea. Well, am I a woman? Am I a man? I have no idea what's Matame. It's a weird situation. But Rebbe Eliezer says that you're not going to be Chayav and B'yas V'Gish V'Kadesha. This has nothing to do with Reb Nachman Amarav. Believe it or not, word for word, the same halacha, nothing to do with it. Completely different sugya. Brilliant. But Rav was saying that I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, that would still be the din. And who's to say that that's true? I can't bring a raya. I'm like, I can't prove it's not true. I'm just saying, don't try to bring me a raya from here. Ask the Gemara, though, if Rav's diak is this new idea that the halakha of shiluach to me'im in a machane is a function of being a zocher or a nekeva vada'it. That's what he's saying. So then, why should not be at Mikdash Delo? What's his far? As far as that the pasuk says Zachar Nekeva Tishalechu, and you're telling me where it says Zachar Nekeva, then it's going out of its way to tell me Zachar Vada Nekeva Vada Eat. That's what you're saying, right? Not a Tumtum Androgynous. But then in the very same halacha that he's bringing, which is the din of Truma, believe it or not, it says exactly the same thing. Because by Truma, which is talking about what happens, it says Vahadava Benidata, Vahazav Etzovo, La Zachar Valanekeva. So understand that that's talking about the Shreif of Truma. What's the difference between that Zachar Benekeva and that Zachar Benekeva? You should say exactly the same thing. Zachar vaday nekeva vadayit. Velotum tum vandrogenes. Says the Gemara, we would, except that that particular mention of Zachar nekeva has come to tell me a special halacha, and therefore the pasuk is required for something else. Ahumi bailelelet karabi Yitzchak. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, la Zachar over there ends up telling me that a mitzorah is metame because he is a male mitzora. Meaning, whatever would have been metame ezov, even though the Torah never says the din of ma'ayanot, it talks about a zov who spits, urinates, and so on. It doesn't talk about a mitzora. So I would have thought it's dafka din in Zivas that we have ma'ayanot azov. Comes along the pasuk to add, and by the way, we're going to talk about a woman in a moment. But a la zachar, a mitzorah l'mayanotah, la nekeva, the rabotata mitzorah l'mayanotah. They're not the same mayanot, obviously. But whatever would be metame, a woman as a zava is metame, a woman as a mitzorah. But because, look, obviously, I would think that the point of zivais, whether for the zachar or for the nekeva, is body fluids. So over there, I understand if bodily fluids are a problem, so maybe that expands into all types of fluids. Okay, if we're going to say that this prostate fluid is tame, so urine is tame. You know, if this blood is tame, so tears are tame, as the case may be. Yeah? But I would say, mitzorah, there's a problem with her skin. What does that have to do with body fluids? Why? There's no fluids at all involved. So maybe the Torah wasn't metame fluids. Comes along the pasuk to say, be kiddush. If you're a male, so then you're metame as a male. So there's male issues. Male issues include the zivas. You're female, female issues, zivas. So there, I can't be medayik. Why did the Torah mention zachav and nekeva? It's irrelevant. It's very relevant, because there you're talking about what is metame. But over here, you're talking about who you should send out of the machana. Since when are we going to make an afkamidi between the zachar and the keva legave shiluach min machana? Therefore, here it's a tainas rav, it's a diagdafka zachar and the keva. Over there, I need it for Rabbi Yitzchak, and we can't use it. Oh yeah? He says, no, that's true, but you're forgetting conveniently the fact that I need mi zachar de kevat shalechu. By Shiluach Min HaMachana, which is Tumas Mikdash and Kadesh, I needed to teach me something also. Because let me ask you something. Suppose you have a Kli Cheres that was Nidma. Is there a dinner Shiluach Min HaMachana? I'm getting ready for your stove. No. Is there a din of Shiluach Min HaMachana of getting rid of your metal kettle? Yes. Weird. Where does that halacha come from? From this pasuk. Mizachar ad nekeva means that which is in common between the zachar and nekeva. And what is in common? They can both go to a mikveh and get tahar. Can a klicheres go to the mikveh and be tahar? No. So therefore, klicheres, there's no din of shiluach min hamachana. And that pasuk requires me to talk about the common denominator of zachar and nekeva. So memela is over there. I need it also. But mishiyesh lo tahara b'mikveh prat l'klicheres, and that's Rabbi Yosi's kiddush. So why don't I need it there the same way I need to be zachar and nekeva here by truma? Says Igmar, no, I mean, come on. There's a big difference between the two. You don't need to know about male and female. You only need to know that it should be whatever similar to humans. Nothing to do with their sex. So by the mitzvah, it has to do with their sex. But by the din of going to mikvah, let it just write Adam. Call Adam. Why does it write Zachar Nekeva? Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, because if it would have said Adam, so it would have said humans as opposed to a metal queen. So that in that case, I wouldn't have been Mamayat. The Kli Cheres alone, I would have been Mamayat anything but a human. So therefore, it has to tell me, no, we're not talking about humans. Just look at the common denominator about a Zohar and a Kaver. That's all. So there, maybe that's why. It's not true, because I would have said, why then did the Torah add an additional riboy of Kol Tamei LaNefesh? Kol Tamei LaNefesh clearly is adding anything that could be Mekabel Tuma from a Tumas Mes. So it would have included Kalim. If I'm going to be Mamayit, I'll always... So what's the Torah now coming to be Mamayit? If it's Marva Kalim and it's being Mamayit something, the only thing we can say is it's being Mamayit those things not similar to Adam in terms of Torah B'mikvah. And we would have ended up with the same idea and we would have said Klicheres is not Chayim and Shiluach Menamachana. And there you go. So then if we would not be able... You're telling me we would not be able to substitute Adam, we would be able to substitute Adam. And that's the point. Why do we need to mention Zachar v'Nekeva? That's what Rav is saying. We can learn both things from here, because we could have written Adam, and instead we write Zachar v'Nekeva. And therefore, I now have my Chiddush, an unclear Zachar, non-Vadai Zachar, has no din of Shiluach. Wait a minute. So then how do you know Rav Yosef? So maybe the point of the pasuk is to make it clear this point. Who's to say you have a right to make this diuk of not going, being able to become tyre in the mikveh? I mean, that's weird to say that. I know very clearly what it's saying. It's saying you need to know whether you're a male or a female. What does it have to do with, oh, and by the way, what's the difference between males and females going to the mikveh? So the whole thing might be coming for Rav. Says Gemara, no, Rav would never have said the whole thing is coming for Rav. Because if it was coming for that, why does it say, Mi Zachar Ad Nekeva? What's Va'ad Nekeva? In other words, obviously, that Va'ad means find me the common denominator. What do I mean to find the common denominator? The whole point is that I'm saying, if you're not clearly male or clearly female, then there's no din of Shiluach. So then, that's the point. So, nicht of Zachar v'nekeva, my mi Zachar v'ad nekeva. So it means ad, that is to say, the common denominator, kol davar sheyesh lo tara b'mikveh. Wait a minute, so then, if that's the case, the point of here is that we are excluding these people as these people. I mean, what does it say over here that we're talking about these people that are being metame because they happen to be this sex? And you're saying it must be sexually created tuma. So it has to be zivas, nidas, keri, whatever. Right? That's because otherwise, what does it have to do with their sex? Because now we already saw that we're going to add the din of mitzera, right? So let me ask you something. What about a mitzera? Does he have to be vadai male or vadai female? So why not? How about if he touches a sheretz? You're learning it out from the din of being a vadai male. Maybe this is halacha, males and females. Who's to say it has anything to do with zivas and nidas, loven and odem? So yochik eat me b'shar tumais. Suppose he's a mitzera. So he'll say, I'm sorry, I'm potter from shiluach menamachana. I am a tumtum. Maybe. Oh, says no. That's why it says mizachar. Mizachar means what comes out of a zachar. So in other words, it's dafka sexually created tuma. So it means tuma haporeshet min hazachar. So every last letter means precisely what it says. So hold on a second. So now you're telling me that there's this new halacha according to Rav, that wherever it says the word mizachar nekeva, so then it's being mamayat tumtum vandrogonis. So then, how come by erechin, where it says over there, hazachar, and we darshan, hazachar, since it says the zachar with a capital A, so the zachar is not a tumtum vandrogonis. Well, maybe that means he doesn't have a din of erechin as a male. but would have the erekin of the female. Avaye berech isha, Talmud lomar hazachar ve'im nekeva. So that compares the two to tell me it has to be a zachar, and if it's clearly a nekeva, im nekeva, you can make that determination. It has to be zachar vaday, nekeva vadayit, and not a tumtav androgus. And darn it, it's only because we have these extra hays and ve'ims and all of this, and you're making it sound like what? You said the word zachar. You said the word nekeva. Bang! That means no tumtav and no androgynous. Right? But the word zachar nekeva would not be memayin anything. So how can Rav get away with this? Of course, Rav's answer is so obvious. I mean, over there by Erech, and the whole point is to determine the Erech based on whether you're a male or a female. Because when it says male, it means not a tumtum androgynous. Where would you get that from? Does the Gemara be what the Zachar gave out by Erech? Did it ever occur to you that Ahumi Boile lechalek bin Erechish leerechisha? I mean, of course it needs to say that. So if it didn't indicate with the hey, I'm talking about not just a male, I'm talking about the male, where there's absolutely no question as to what he is.
A real man.
Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Avunah amar Tavayo einot nim lo yemei toar. My time, Mativ reveals him. My God, so everything that we've learned until now doesn't make any sense. We talk about if you're right, then then it should always write in these cases of safek, it should add, because you don't have Yemei Torah. So then I would have thought the problem is that it's a safek if it's a leida. And it's not. It's just a suffix if you're chika. So then what would I have mistakenly believed? Because maybe it's a suffix. Nevela because of the malika. What if you I never heard of such a thing. It says Mefarish the opposite. On Reb Nachman, well, Ladidim Farshali, right from Ravuna's mouth. Lokush Khosheshet. It just means you may turn lo yavinan la adenafik rube. It says, Ein imo Khosheshet, the chol davar kamar. Can you read? Om Rabbiya, well, it's true, but Ein Khosheshet, the chol davar midurite. Alvo midurabonan Khosheshet. But what about the Pasik? The pasuk is that it's a minarabonim, the cross mach, the alma chashash, that maybe there was really a hotza'ah of more than the yad. Hamapelet tum tum vadroganis teshev lazachar v'nekeva, tum tum v'zachar androganis v'zachar teshev lazachar v'nekeva, tum tum v'nekeva androganis v'nekeva teshev l'nekeva v'vad, which subsumes the zachar. Yatzam mechutach o mesuras, there achi etze rubau, then Arioki Yalud. Yatza kedarko, mishi yatza rov rosho. Ezeo rov rosho, mishi yatze padachto. I don't get the Mishnah. Ashta tumtum lechudei vandrognus lechudei. Anyway, we said, teshev lezachar v'nekeva. So obviously, if there really is a zachar here, tumtum v'zachar, androgynous v'zachar, so for sure, me boy, what? Now, we shouldn't have to be teshev lezachar. Says Gemara, no Yitzchak, because Ma'ade Tema Ovam Reb Yitzchak, Isha Mazra'a Techila Yoledet Zachar, Ish Mazria Techila Yoledet Nekeva. So Ema Bidahai Zachar Hainami Zachar, and you don't have to worry about 14 days B'chalal, for sure only 7 days of Tamei. Kamash Malan, then nonetheless it could be twins of different sex. Ema Shneim Yisroel Vatachat, Zo Zachar V'zo Nekeva. Om Reb Nachman Omer Rav Tumtum V'androgen Ashiro Loven, O Odem. Clearly it's a suffix, and ain't chayavin al biyot migdash, ain't surfin al doyam et atruma, but here is my big chiddush. Ro'u loven ve'odem, ki'achat, you're still not chayav al biyot migdash, even though, of course, surfin al doyam et atruma. Where do I get it from? Read the pasuk. Mi zachar nekeva teshalechu, zachar vadai, nekeva vadai, it velo tum tum androgynous. I would assume that my time, undoubtedly, Mishum Shenemar, Mizachar de Kevat Shalechu, Zachar Vadai, Nekevava de Idvelotum to Mandrogonus, was absolute knockout riot to Rav. Omar Ula, nope. Sorry. Amani Rebbe Eliezer, it's not. Rebbe Eliezer Omer HaSheretz Bnei Alam Imenu Olni Al Elam Sheretz Uchayav on the carbon of Tumas Mingdash V'Kedosh which requires Yidia B'Tchila Yidia B'Sof and Alam in the middle Ve'in Uchayav Al Elam Mingdash. Rebbe Yakiva Omer, read those words Bnei Alam Imenu V'Hutamei, that's telling me Al Elam Tumo Uchayav Ein Uchayav Al Elam Mingdash. Now, we mentioned over there that sure sounds to the naive reader as if they're saying the same thing. V'amrino might be naive. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's being medayik from the word sheretz v'yada. So that means v'inan ad the yeda. What was matami me? Was it a sheretz? Was it an avelite me? Whereas Rabbi Akiva, sorry, that's irrelevant. What's important is utame. That's all. So lo be'inan. Now, extrapolating that to our case of the tumtum adrogonus, in precisely the same way that Rabbi Eliezer Amar Hatam, that be'inan the yeda, even sheretz it may be an avelite me, it certainly makes sense that he's got to know whether he's tummy because he's a nid or a balkari. I mean, she's a nid or he's a balkari. So being a deyeda, he beloved it to me, beloved it to me. Abel Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Mishum Tuma Mechayev. So then maybe over here, Achanam Mishum Tuma Mechayev. Then Rav would not necessarily be proven here whatsoever. By the way, what is Rav being Medayik? Be it Mikdash Vekedosha. Because why does he say the law? There's no din dechtim mizachar nekevat shalechu, and he's claiming that means zachar nekevadai nekevavadaid latum devandrogus. Why does he make exactly the same diyuk by the din of tumas truma and kachin? Truma namin olisraf tchiv hazav et zovo la zachar nekevah. Why not be medayik that means zachar vaday nekevavadaid? Not tum devandrogus. No. Over there, it's not. It's not an extra word at all. Mi boy let it Reb Yitzchak. I'm Reb Yitzchak. La Zachar comes to be marba that there's a din of tumas mayonis for mitzeril, and the keva comes to be the mitzorat is metam ala mayonotea. That's the case. Then by shiluach menamachna also there's a chiddush. Hanami mi boyle to teach me that only mishia shotara b'mikveh practically cheres, which is Reb Yossi's dear. Nah, zayin kenit from Rachmana Adam. The chitim ma'ikat avrachmana odan have a mina klimatachot lo. That wouldn't be true, because I would learn that out mikotame lanefesh mafka, which has to include kelim. So zachar v'nekeva lamali. It could have said odan likiderav, but if that's the case, emekula likiderav, and not like Reb Yossi, because imkein nichtov zachar nekeva. Why do you have to say mizachar ad nekeva? What does that even mean? Ad means the common denominator. It's the code of Ashir Shotar Ben Mikveh. So, Iyachi, why not just take it as a Tumtum Adrogatus do not require Shilukim and Amachana? What does it have to do with Loven and Odom? So, Bashar Tumot also Loli Shalechu. Omakra Mizachar, that means things that come out of your maleness. Mituma Poreshin Minazachar. Now, it's Rav suggesting that every place says Zachar in the Kiva, it's Memaya Tuntum Androgen Sunayata. What about Beherachin, where it says, Hazachar, Hazachar, we learn, yes, Hazachar means the clear cut man, not a Tuntum Androgenus. Yocholoye Berach Ish, Reberach Ishat, Amlover, Hazachar, Ve'im the Kiva, which teaches me Zachar Vadai, the Kiva Vadai, the Tuntum Androgenus. But if it hadn't been for that extra diak of Hazachar, Ve'im, so time of the Kiv Hazakah or Ve'im Nekeva, but if it would have just said Zachar Nekeva, it would not have been Memayat. Well, I should hope not. Over here, why are we talking about Zachar Nekeva? That's the point. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Mitzvah Shabbos Kadesh. Tonight is Daf Chof Ches. Shabbos is Daf. No.
Eli Melech ben Chaim Yitzchak HaKohen.
Elimelech ben Chaim Yitzchak HaKain, Elias Nishmasi. We're very fortunate to be able to be Isaac and the Elias Nishmasi. Such short period is given to people to be Mala Nishmasi to the Achirim. Okay, now let's just review briefly some of the issues that came up here. Essentially, our big problem over here is to try to understand how it is that if you have a shilya of a bias, the bias should be tummy, how it's possible that Rabbi Shimon could possibly claim that the bias is tahar. That's the problem. I think it's best if you sit right over here. First of all, that way I get to be right next to you. And secondly, that way you don't take away David's place. Since our dear chaver is away teaching in the University of Maryland, we'll utilize this place. And to all of those out at sea, we send our best regards. It's called the Avalayan. So our big problem is to figure out why it is that according to Rabbi Shimon, the bias is tummy. And this especially taking into consideration, is tahar, I mean, especially taking into consideration, it does not seem to be any machlokas about the fact that the woman is definitely going to be tameya if there was a shilya here. There was absolutely no vlad. We have to be chayish that the vlad was nimay. Right? So we've got to come to an understanding of what the issues are. Now, you should know that in the opening of the discussion, the way I was mefarsh the Gemara to Erev Shabbos was kulay aliba de taismas. Rashi learns, at least in the Rishonim, they believe that Rashi learns. I think they may have a different gersa in Rashi. But it's generally accepted that Rashi understands that the my time at the Rebbe Shimon, which the Gemara asks, what's bothering the Gemara about my time at the Rebbe Shimon is that even if the Shonya is not here, it should at least have a din of reckon. That's how Rashi puts it. Because his words are, Mihid Nimok, even if we agree, as Rabbi Shimon says, it's Nimok Mahalach, it's gone. What does it have to do with it? Still, Havilei Kerekev Uchanetza. Okay, and according to him, we're trying to actually discuss the din of Rekev in terms of the Nefil itself. That there should be a din of Rekev, and then we're going to answer that below Tarbat of Rekev is Batel, Alibad Rabbi Shimon, because he has Shishalo. Right? And as Tosis points out, this makes no sense at all. I mean, the whole point of our discussion about Rekev had to do where we had exactly a shear. So he said, if there's exactly a shear, then a little bit that would be misbatel in the offer takes away the din of rekev. What does that have to do with the din of the shulia? Why should we think that we have exactly malot tarvat rekev in a shulia? That's absurd. Why wouldn't there be a shulia gedela? That is more than more. I mean, a shvir gedela that was nimek. The whole sugya doesn't make any sense according to this. Now, just you should know, but the reason that it's Kedai to Poshid learn Alpitaisis is because, as the Aruch Lener points out, our Girsa in Rashi is strongly mashma, not the way Rashi is reported by the Rishayim. Because if you take a look again in the Rashi on Chav Zayin Omed Aleph, my time in Rebbe Shimon, Nehi the Nimok, Mikol Makom Kol Gufo Shel Meitkan. What do you mean, kol gufo shel meit? Why do I need those words? Yes, the Aruch HaShulchan. The din of rekev is not dependent on kol dino shel meit. Now, the mashma'ut is in the Rishonim, they did not have those words, kol gufo shel meit, because indeed that's very confusing. Therefore, time is the Aruch HaShulchan. Richie was supposed to be 7:45.
Not too bad. It's news.
Yeah, not good. So the question that Rashi is asking, Tainus the Aruch HaShulchan, is that the din over here, of course it's the way Tosfos learns. Why are we not metame because there is a mace here? That's the question. The only reason that Rashi brought in Rekev, Tainus the Aruch HaShulchan, is to show that the fact that you have over here
a nisbalbel tzuraso. That can't be the reason. I mean, ein lecha nisbalbel tzuraso yoyser minek mimreket. There's nothing left. It's just decayed matter. Nonetheless, the Torah is makbid on the tuma of a mace. It's just decayed matter. So therefore, don't try to give me this stuff. So since we have kol gufa shomeis, that's the problem. Ayo taina, but it's nimok. It's and reket. Is it nimok? That's all that Rashi is trying to say. He's not really saying that the sugya is coming to explain what the din of rekev is per se. It happens to be coincidentally that the sugya deals with rekev in terms of bittul. That's all. That's how he understands right, which is why the easiest way to learn the sugya was the way we learned it. I'll leave it at Tysus. So again, the question was, why would we be Matthias a bias where there's a mace in the bias? The mace being this fetus. That is now completely decayed, or maybe, I mean, it's all melted away in the water and so on. So, that's our question. And on this we have a machlokes in the end of the sugya, between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan is because of bitul berot. There's too much other blood and gunk that are here. And it's possible to be Mavato Barayev, and all we're trying to prove is that Pitul Barov works even in a case where you're dealing with Tumas Oel, and you would think, I mean, we're talking about an Oel, let's check with Pitul Barov. I mean, a Rov is where we need something altogether, but we don't need Pitul Barov in that case. So the comparison over here to Rekev and so on, is just to show that even those things they're not there because they're a gush, or they need to be all together, and so on. You could discuss bitul berov. I mean, in an OL, all you need to know is the fact that the thing exists, you would think. So even it's this bottle and other things, it's in here, somewhere it's in here. No, even when it comes to tumas, OL, we can still say a concept of bitul. That's what we're discussing. Reish Lakish says the reason that according to Rabbi Shimon, his Torah, is because it's nizbalo tsurasa, not because of bitul harov, but rather because it no longer has a tsura of a dead body. It's liquefied. And he says, you see this from the halacha of sreifa, where the mate is saruf, and this is the important and it's nizbalbel tsurato, because if the mate is all in one piece, so then inachinami, that's there. It's indeed a mate, and it's mitame. But I am a diet, says Reish Lakish. If he hadn't been in one piece, that we recognize the lashon of the Gemara. By the way, there's a little machlokus about this lashon as well, where it says over there, mechid is rab v'shildo kayemet. Shildo kayemet, most of the Rishonim learn, not the way we remind but on Friday, which was a leave of the Rambam. Shildo kayemet, according to the Rambam, literally means shildo, the skeleton. The way most understand the Gemara, Kepshuto, is that shildo kayemet means the overall tsura of the mace. In other words, he may be all burnt, but it's still as, in, like he was burnt in a crematorium or something, in which the body comes out, it's just all ash. But you can still see everything. Well, I was going to ask, how is that possible? So I want to explain basically the same type of thing, is it? But in any event, whatever the pshat is, Tainas Reish Lakish, you see that only because he still looks like a mate, because of that, the ptachim of the bayit are tame because of the din of sof to malatzeit. Had it not been for that, he wouldn't have been tame. Tainas Rabbi Yochanan, on the contrary, the only reason it mentions that Shildo is Kayemet is to tell me why the small doors to the house are not Tameh. But if it hadn't been for that, even the small doors would become Tameh, because now we could take out the ashes from the crematorium, we could take it out through any door, we could pass it out through a window. In which case, all openings to the house should become Tameh. The exact opposite of what you're saying, Reish Lakish. So therefore, nitbalbel tsurato, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not the reason that a mate would lose its tuma. Now again, I want to add to this, which we didn't have time to discuss on Friday, that according to, we're just reviewing, according to Tesvis, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that the mace is not tamei. Except that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala, who said this halacha, that as long as the shildos kayemet, the p'tachim are tameim, he argues on the chachamim. But miyikad, we don't paskin like that, Rabbi Yochanan says. We paskin that a mace that has been burned is no longer a mace, it's no longer here. It's ashes. It's Rish Lakish who understands that no, the reason that a mace that's burned is not matame is because you can no longer tell that there's a shape of a mace. It's nitbal bil tzurato. And that Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala was not arguing at the Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan says, on the contrary, he was arguing on the entire halacha. And he was giving this new din, which we don't paskin like, that it is possible to be matame a mace that is nisraf. And it's even worse if it's nisbal bil tzurato. I don't know where you're getting that business from, because the reason it's said over here that he needed to be whole, even though he's burned, is to explain why we're not matame, the small windows and doors. That's all. But of course we don't paskin like that. We paskin that the burning per se takes away the tumas hameis. That's Rabbi Yochanan sheet. This is how Tosfos learns Rambam and many other Rishonim learn like that. We don't have to come out and say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, halacha lamaisa, a burned mace is matame. That does not follow. He learns this is a das yochid against the Rabbanan. It's Rish Lakish who learns that he's a mefarish of the Divrei Rabbanan, and he says as long as the mace is whole, even though it's nitzra, it's tamei, the only reason it wouldn't be tamei is because it needs balbeh. So Rish Lakish attempts to explain that Rabbi Shimon's reasoning for why it is that a shuya is tahor in the house is because it's nitzbal bim surah. No, which Rabbi Yochanan says does not exist. There's no such concept of nitzbal bim surah. You don't need to be able to see a surah to be metame amet. And therefore, the only reason why it would be tahor is because there's simple vital barov. Once it was liquefied, it got mixed up with other liquid products of the birth, and now it's not there. And it's shayach bittel in tuma. And that was the rise that he set out to bring from the case of the charora and the bechor and so on and so forth. That's the overall discussion of the tuma. Meanwhile, the Gemara also told us that there exists, I don't know if it's going to help much, that there exists a special pasuk, huh? I couldn't hide, no. Just take the upside down. No, that one's not clean. Just take the upside down once it doesn't get full of dirt. Yeah. Whatever, if that was upside down, that was also good. Okay. And, yeah. And the Torah has told us in a special pasuk, Isha ki tazriya b'yalda, that even if the products of birth have become so degenerate that they are like the original liquids of conception, that they're still going to be matame in terms of Leda. Because it's not worse than what went in, so to speak. Yeah.
If it was known that a baby Hasuli was dead in utero,
yeah,
it wouldn't matame all inside the woman, correct?
That's something else, because it's a whole different halakha. That's based on that. There was a whole discussion we had of the mialetet that sticks her hands in to take out a dead embryo and so on, what the din is, you have to be kosher. That's a different halakha. That's something that's enclosed in the base of storm is immaculate from the matame outside. But it's not nagar, so you can use it. For you and Richie, the daf begins 15 minutes earlier.
Okay.
No, quarter to eight. Good try. Yeah. Okay, so that's basically where we got up to. And we are now holding on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, after the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, about how to understand Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala's minor here, that a mace that is burned and whole is metame. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if it wouldn't be whole, it'd be metame, it'd be more metame, because it'd be metame p'tachim tanim. According to Rish Lakish, once he's not whole, he's not matame, because he's not recognizable to this Baal Butzurus. Okay, so we got up to I think Amalei Ravina, yes. Okay, so Amalei Ravina, six lines down. Amalei Ravina, Rav Hashi. Rav Yochanan, the Omer Kiman, Kareb Eliezer. It's none. Afer, Srufim, Rav Eliezer, Omer Shiurim, Beroiva. He holds, as Rav Eliezer points out, that something that is Saruf could still be Matani. And the Shir is Roiva, like the Shir of Atzomis, Roiva Atzomis. Can you explain to me, asks the Gemara, how you could have a case where a mace is burned and is still whole? As I said, the Rambam holds we don't need for all of the Evarim to be Kayim. We only need for the shape of the Shela, the skeleton itself. That shape should be whole. You don't need every Aver should necessarily be kept. The other Rishonim learned it means to pshuto, that we still have preserved the entire shape of the body as if it was alive, as if it was unburned. Omer Abaye, well, the case would be kigon shesofo, agapi ketabla. It's possible to have a case, and Tosis learns that this means, ketabla means skin, hardened skin. The understanding, according to Tosis, is that the skin was molded in the shape of the body, so that the heat didn't cause a disruption of the tzura of the body. It simply carbonized everything.
Well,
you see that sometimes. Exactly. Actually, you see the next case better. Sofra agave apudrim. You have over here a piece of marble, let's say, stone, something that's not going to burn, and nothing else is in there, and there's just a lot of heat. Mm-hmm. The heat just carbonizes everything, mm-hmm. but whatever is left without any bilbul tzura. Again, according to Tosfos suggests that you need to have a mold in order to keep it. However, I mean, we know there are such cases where as long as there's nothing else in contact, then the tzura is kept.
Heat without fire.
Well, apparently in Tosis he wants to say there was a fire there, and that's why he has to say the, you know, it's because he wants to be machalik between that and Ravina. We'll see in a minute. Ravina amar kagon de ifrachi achruchi. It's talking about over here that we did not turn this mace into ash. We turned him into charcoal. Mm-hmm. And that's more like, you know, as we used heat, but no flame. And therefore, there's no problem. I mean, that's why wouldn't he be kept? You know, it's very interesting that the Rishonim compare this to the question of Nadav Vavir. Because why were they Metami? It says we had to take him out, and the other ones would become Tami and touch him and so on. If they were burned, right? The Tzura was Nishmar. There's a lot of discussion. How did that happen? And what was really, were they Yichrach Achruche? Is there Machlokas? Is Ravina saying only Yichrach Achruche? But had it been actual fire and so on, and it was just Shemir Tzuras, it would not have been Matami. Fine, just be aware of this. But again, none of this is our sugya, so it's really not, I need to go into it in detail.
Halacha Lamaisa, how are we passing with
the... Yeah, it would be Torah anyway. And because as Tosfos and the other Rishonim point out, this is Machlokas Rabbanim and Rabbi Yitzchak. You missed our whole introduction. Tana Rabbanim, Hamapelet Yad Chatucha, Leregel Chatucha, Imot Me'al Lida, Ve'en Choshishin Shema Miguf Atum Ba'u. So we said earlier, we've had this a number of times before, that in a case where you have an articulated limb that the mother expels, we do not consider for a moment that this is not from a real uber. It's the remains of a real uber. And therefore, the mother is Tomei Leida. Comes along Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Avuna to say a tremendous chiddush. The Amri Tarvayu, even though we're convinced that it's a Leida, ain't not nimla Yemei Tohar. She gets no Yemei Tohar at all. Not of a Zofar, not of a Nekeva. My Taima, ain't by here Chika Leida Ta. Because we have no way of knowing when the main birth was, we only know that now there was just like a piece that was delivered. Who knows? Maybe this piece has been festering in there for 2 weeks. So we can't give her Yemei Tohar because the birth may actually have occurred weeks earlier. Because anyway, we never find the rest of it. So whatever it was, maybe it was liquefied and so on. This was all that's left. But the rove may have come out long ago. And this is just, thank God she was able to expel it. But it might have been going on for a while already. Therefore, she can't have him etar. Masi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, I don't understand. I mean, we know that Hamapelet Veini Adua Mai Pila. Where someone knows that she definitely expelled something and doesn't know what it was. Teishev la zachar v'la nakeva, that we have to give her the chumra of zachar v'nakeva, which means chumra of nakeva is that she gets 14 days of tahara, of tumah. The chumra of zachar is that she only gets up to day 40 in terms of yemei tohar. But she does get yemei tohar, because if what you're saying is true, that we have no way really of knowing, once we can't find an Uber, we have no way of knowing when the actual birth was or when she's just detecting or we find some remains of a miscarriage. And if in this kind of case, we cannot be absolutely certain. How can we rely on giving her Zokra and a Keva? You should have added the word Ula Nida. Assume the worst. Meaning, okay, maybe it was in the Keva. Okay, she's to may have 14 days. Alright, but then at least she gets Yemei Tohar. No! Maybe she just has a din of Anita and doesn't have any Yemei Tohar. Not because she's really Anita, I mean, but because we'll treat her as if she was maybe just Anita. Rabbi, I'll tell you why it can't say that. It's obvious why it can't say that. Because if it said that, what would be anybody's reasonable conclusion? Itana Lanida, the reasonable conclusion would have been, we can't really be sure that she had a child, maybe she's only Anita. In which case, if she brought the carbon, wouldn't be able to eat the carbon, it's a suffix, maybe she wasn't my palate anything, right? So I can't say that, because that's not the halacha. The halacha is she definitely had a miscarriage, and therefore there was vada of blood. The only reason you want to use the word Lanida is to make it clear that she doesn't get your mate to her. I can't do that. Because itana lanida, hava mina meviya korban de no ne'echal. Kamash wanted that echal. We have to know that that carbon is a 100% vlad carbon. But erachinami, but we won't give her yemei tohar. Now the question is, if we won't give her yemei tohar, there's absolutely no point at all, one would think, in mentioning that she should be teishev lazochar. Because what's the point of lazochar? Is that she only gets the Yemei Tohar of a Zohar. If you're telling me she doesn't have the Yemei Tohar, why are you mentioning the Zohar at all? If all you're saying is she's Tmeya Shvu'ayim for the Nekeva, then the Zohar doesn't add anything. The moment you throw in the word Teshev LaZachar, you're telling me she does have the Yemei Tohar. Why don't we discuss that? Forget about it. It should have said Lanita to make it clear. I mean, this is outrageous. Once you tell me the Zohar, it's as if you're saying openly, and of course she has Yemei Tohar, but she only has Yemei Tohar until I buy him. How are we ignoring that? That the Gemara is going to explain later, not today, but we'll get to it, that there is another issue that's involved in the Zohar, because the Zohar creates Sveikas L'chumra if she bleeds later. Because we cannot be sure, once we have to be Chayish for a Zohar, we can't be sure that that bleeding was not Yemei Tohar. And therefore, she's going to now be Mekukeles if she sees during that time and also bleeds afterwards. Then, yes, indeed, then we got a problem. So it is important for us to know the dinim of Lezachar L'chumra, even though we're not giving her Yemei Tohar at all. But again, I think we'll go into the details later.
It's 40, not 14 plus 33.
No, of course not. That's the point. It still leaves us with 26. If we give her Yemei Tohar,
right.
Leaves us with 26. Amar Huna, Hotziu Barat Yadovi Zirai Mot Me'aleda. This is a tremendous chiddush. All along, we've been talking about Leda in terms of Rov. All of a sudden comes along Rav Huna and says, well, you should know that if an embryo extends an arm and then takes it back in, then the woman is to Me'aleda. And he brings a pasuk. Shenemar vayi belita, vayiten yad. Here it says beferish. Lama paratzta her parents. So the embryo sticks out an arm, gets a little ring, a little bracelet put on, you know, and said, okay, now I got my place and I'll go back in. The mother's to me a later. That's why he believed it. Must review that. Review this. Says, I don't understand how you could say this. Otsi Uber is Yodo. This is the fairish. Otsi Uber is Yodo. Any mochoshesh in the whole Damar. There's not even a chashash that maybe was Yatzar Rubai, which means that there's no tomb at all. Amr Nachman, the Nidima, factually, Minei Ravuna. Actually, I was explained by Ravuna what this means is, of course she has to be chosheshes. It means she doesn't get any good out of it. You may Torah lo yavin ala adilafik rubam. Ah, come on, how can you say that? It says, any mochosheshes, l'chol davar. You want to read l'chol davar for anything? I don't understand how you could say this. Omer bayit yaya. The point over here is obviously there's a difference in the D'Oraisa and the Rabbanan. Of course, for D'Oraisa, there's no chash. Any mocha chash of the Choldavar Midi Raisa, Rav Huna was trying to tell us in a sort of acute way that this whole halak is the Rabbanan. Richie, the whole shop is.
Well, I didn't sleep as much as I should have.
Yeah. You're sure it's not the heat in there?
No.
Avu mirabonan chashash. She does have to be chayish mirabonan, and that's all I meant. What do you mean that's all you meant? You brought a pasuk. I thought that's the rabbanan. You brought the pasuk about parrots, a kroka omer. Yeah, I was being, you know, it's really only mirabonan. The cross makta miyami doesn't say that the hand itself was the leg. No? It says bilidita, in the process of giving birth. He stuck out his hand. And I'm just saying that lamaisa rabbanan are makta to give a din of chashash of tuma, even if it was just on a hand. Sabah Josh, where are you when we need you? Zakta Eilika Mishnah. Amapelet tumtum van droganus. Here we have an interesting thing. She has an embryo. She has a child here, which we can't determine whether it's male or female. Then what? Till now, we just didn't know because we didn't find it. Here it's, we don't know what it is because we can't identify it. Teshev azokum v'keva. And if she had a tumtum and a zocher, and an androgynous and a zocher, it still takes a vazakum in the cave. Well, because maybe the tumtum and the androgynous was in the cave. And if she had a tumtum in the cave and an androgynous in the cave, then there wouldn't be much point in her being yoshevitz for a zocher now, would there? Because anything about a zocher is already included in the cave. So the cave is 2 weeks of tumah. So what are we going to say? Well, but she also sits 1 week of tumah. I mean, one is included in two. And, of course, the 40 days of Tyra is included in the 80 days. So no point in discussing it. So, Teshev, in the cave of Bilvad, Yatsa mechutach o mesura. So if an embryo was in pieces and came out in pieces, or it came out misuras. Misuras means backwards. There was a breech delivery, so feet came out first. There the shir is bishiyatza rubo areyu ki yalud. It goes according to the rove. If you have a normal delivery, yatzat kedar ko, so then hachi yetze rove rosho. Then once you have most of the head, and when we say most of the head, what do we mean? Eze rove rosho. Mishi yetze padachto. Once you've got the forehead out, then you've got the most significant part, because obviously that's going to include basically the brain cage, and that's the rove rosho, and that's it, and then he's already born. Now, why did the Mishnah need to mention this business about if there was also a Zohar? And, I mean, I understand, if a Tumtum on its own, you said it has to be a Zohar and a Keva. Just one. A Tumtum and an androgynous, you said, she has to be Machmer, that it's male and female. So it's a Chiddush to tell me, and if it was a Tumtum and a male, they have to be Machmer for male and female. Of course. Over there you have two children. I mean, so of course you're going to be Machmer, but why bother saying it? So if a Tumtum lechudei and an androgynous lechudei, you have to be Yoshevet for Zachar and a Keva. So of course a Tumtum and a Zachar and an androgynous and a Zachar, me boy. Says the Gemara, of course me boy. As we said earlier, it's true. Ma de tema ovam rebietzach ish mazriat chila yoledet zachar, ish mazriat chila yoledet nekeva. Because of the fact that Chazal pointed out numerous times that conception is actually dependent in the circumstances at the time of intercourse. So I would think, maybe we should say, okay, if it's a tumtum and androgynous on its own, we can't determine what it is. But if we have a zocher here, it's reasonable to suggest that if one of them is a zocher, then probably the other one is a zocher. Because I'll say that it's mostly dependent on, you know, on the acidity, vaginal acidity, all of those issues that have to do with who's mazriyah.
You can have twins, a boy and a girl.
Okay, but that's if she does, but if she doesn't. So I'm saying, therefore, it could be that in a chinami, it's sort of balanced. Could have one, it could have the other. So it's no riot. I'm obviously not saying it's always that way. But the question is, Lagabi, the poskening this suffix over here. Kamash Balon, even in that case, Ema Shnei Mizu about the Chag, Zuzachar, Zinikivan, that explains it. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav, here's a fascinating thing. The Tumtum and Androgynous grow up. Now they have either an excretion that looks semen-like, or an excretion that looks blood-like. Now, since we don't know if they're male or female, a female with semen really is not going to cause any trouble, because she's not tamei. And a male who bleeds is not going to cause any trouble, because he's not tamei. So therefore, you can't be sure that they're tamei. And in chayavina biat mikdash, rein sofin alayim is a truma. You can't burn truma for this. Who knows what this weirdo is seeing over here? And therefore, there's no chiyah for going into the Beit HaMikdash, and you certainly are not sure that the it is tamei, so why burn truma? What about if the androgynous sees both loven and odem, ke'echad? Ah, here's a tremendous finish. In chayav al biyat mikdash, you still are not going to be chayav for going into the Beit HaMikdash. It's absolutely outrageous. Why not? Avot sorfin aleihem et ha'truma. Okay, that makes sense, of course. Whether you're male or female, you did get something that was betamei you. Shenemar, why do I say that there's no chayav al biyat mikdash? Because in the parsha of Nosayim, to be throw out everybody, to be motzi tmeim min ha'mikdash, it says mizachar v'ad nekeva. Why does it say mizachar v'ad nekeva tishalechu? Just say kol adam. Because we only throw out a tamei who is a clear zocher and a clear nekeva, and not someone we can't identify. If we can't tell you what you are, then we have no sexist laws at all. That's all. So therefore, zocher v'ad nekeva nekeva da'it v'lo tumtum v'androgynous. Since there's no azhara on Shiluach min ha'machana of a tamei who is not clearly a zocher, not clearly a nekeva, there can't be a chiyah on him because there's no azar. Amazing. Lema v'sayel. Let us see if we can bring a raya to this mimer and this diagon apostle. It says, Tumtum v'androgynous shiro lovan o odem ein chayom en albiyat mikdash v'in sarfin alayim es ha'truma. Okay, I mean, that's a given. That wasn't the chiddush of Rav. Ro lovan v'odem ke'achat ein chayav v'abiyat mikdash. Clearly. Avosar female is a truma. Now, it doesn't say in that brisa what the reason is, but Rav gave a good reason, undoubtedly. What I mean, what other reason could there be? So apparently Rav is right. My time. Rav mishum shenema mizachar v'nekeva t'shalechu, zachar v'adai, nekeva v'adait, v'lo tumtum androgynous. I challenge you to find another reason for this crazy halacha. It was hard enough finding one. Amraul, I got another reason, actually. It's no riot. Amraul, you know what? This might be going according to Rabbi Eliezer. It's a whole different issue. Excuse the pun. What's the different issue? The Tanan, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, we have a machlokas, fascinating machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, who seem to be saying exactly the same thing. Remember that in order to become chayav on tumas mikdash mikidosha, you have to first know that you were tamei, and know that this is the Beit HaMikdash. Again, this is the normative halach. You have to know this is the Beit HaMikdash, or that this is kodesh. You have to know that you're tamei, and then v'nei alam, you have to forget, and then discover that you forgot what you knew. Okay? So you need Yediyah B'Tchila B'Sof, unique halacha that is not normal for bringing a carbon b'shogeg. The question is, what did you forget? Did you forget that this was the Beit HaMikdash? Or did you forget that you were tummy and therefore you thought you'd go into the Beit HaMikdash? L'maisa l'halacha either. However, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva insist that you're not chayiv if you forgot it to the Beit HaMikdash. You're only chayiv if you forgot that you were tum. Now, the question is, what's the machlokas between them? They bring a different way of reading the pasuk, which doesn't seem to have any practical implications. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, look, it says that if he's nitba benivlat sheretz, the ne'alam mimenu, that teaches me, what's the ne'alam mimenu? The sheretz, al-alam sheretz, hu chayav. Since the Torah stresses that that's the halama, it's clear that ain't no chayav al-alam mikdash. If he forgot that it's the Beit HaMikdash, that would not be mechayav. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the way to read it is not nivlat sheretz v'ne'alam mimenu. Read it the other way. V'ne'alam mimenu v'utameh. That's what you should read. What was ne'alam mimenu? The fact that he was tameh. Alayalem tumahu chayav enu chayav alayalem mikdash. So that's exactly the same thing, right? They both end up at the same conclusion. Only if you forgot the tuma, not if you forgot the mikdash. So we asked over there in Masechet Shvuot, my benayu. So what's the difference? And Chizkiah explained, there's a brilliant difference over here. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who learns it out from the word benivlat sheretz v'ne'alam, he apparently holds that you have to remember what was betaming you. So there was, let's say there was both a sheretz and an avela. And you were, you know, you touched one of these boxes, you don't remember which one. You don't know which one. Then that's not considered to be the halama. You need to have known what was betaming you and forgot. But if you didn't know, you wouldn't become chayiv in a carbon. That's the difference. Rabbi Akiva says, what's the difference what was betaming you? You knew you were tummy and you weren't allowed to go in. That's all that counts. Rabbi Yezza says, it's even worse than that. You had to know what it was that was betaming you and now forget that you were tummy. That's the difference between them. My binayu, the Omar Chizkiya, sheretz v'nimei laika binayu. According to Rabbi Eliezer, b'esavar b'inan ad v'yeda ibesheretz it b'in b'nevela. You have to know whether what made your tummy was a sheretz or what made your tummy was an avela. Was Rabbi Akiva sava lo b'ino? What do you need to know that for? All you need to know is you weren't allowed to go in. Now, says Ula, did not Rabbi Eliezer say that in order to become chayav on tumat mikdash v'kedoshav, Beina deyeda ibesheretzit mei benaveli mei? Didn't you? So if you are an androgynous, you don't know whether you're tamei because you're a Valkyrie, or you're tamei because you're Anita, do you? So therefore you can't become chayav. Not because, it's so brilliant, not because there's some kind of pasuk that says only clear males and clear females are not allowed to be there. That's not the point. This is simply a beautiful application of Rabbi Eliezer's Yisod. If you don't know why you're tummy, even though you know you are a tummy, then you're not going to become chayav on B'yas Mimdash. It's really fun, isn't it? It's such a funny case. So if you're not going to be in the game, that he beloved it, me, but you got to know what made you tummy. But maybe Rav is wrong. And maybe Ali ben Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Mishum Tumah Mechayev, so then who cares? Maybe, even if you're not a clear Zohar, a clear Nekeva, Achinami Mishum Tumah Mechayev. Hey, actually, come to think of it. I mean, if Rav takes this Zohar of a Nekeva so seriously, heck, he should go all the way to the Dinim of the Tumah itself, of Zivas. He should say, it says, Mashna B'yas Migdash Dolo. How come you're not chayev for going into Beit HaMikdash? Because what? Because it says, Mizachar Nekevah. You gotta know what you are. Well, you have to be Zachar Bade, Nekevah Vandai, Lo Tumpe Vandroganus. So then why does he say you burn Truma? Why should you burn Truma? He said, you burn Truma. What do you mean? Because either the guy's a Valkyrie or he's Anita. I mean, it's one or the other. No. But you see, it says the same thing about Zavet Zovo, Lazachar, Vlanakeva. So that means that in all of these reproductive tumors, whether you're talking about Keri, Nida, Zivas, and so on, you have to be able to identify male and female. Male and female, central to the whole point. If we can't identify you as a reproductive male or as a reproductive female, we don't give you these tumors. Well, what does he go to the second level of the story? Is there an Isser and a Zohar and a Keva to go into the Beit HaMikdash? Forget about that. Can an unclear male or an unclear female become Tameh Bichlal out of a reproductive fluid? That's the question. It says the same language there. It says Zohar and a Keva.
So we're asking the question then? Why
we're saying why... He's only applying it at the end by the Mikdash. Why not apply it at the beginning and say you're not even Tameh? If you cannot identify yourself as a male or a female, then you're not Tomei for reproductive tumor.
The truma shouldn't be burned.
Even the truma shouldn't be burned, exactly.
Because it can't reproduce?
No, but because the Torah in dealing with the reproductive tumor says you have to be a male, or you have to be a female, not a dubious male or female. No, you're right. The truth is, if you're talking about straight out the drasha, we would have said that. But technically speaking, we cannot use the drasha for that. Because we need this drasha for something more fundamental, and that's Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha. Rabbi Yitzchak says the mentioning of male and female is indeed unnecessary in the dinim of reproduction. It's only mentioning it over here as a ribui about something you wouldn't have known. There's one of the cases where a tumor is caused by something that is going on in your body, and that's tzaras, where the Torah never talks about the din of the ma'ayonais of the mitzera. When it comes to the ma'ayonais of the zav, that let's say the zav spits or something like that, right? Or tears. It's all the ma'ayonais. We know that where tumah is yotzei migufo, ma'ayonais are betame. Doesn't say that, though, about a mitzorah or a mitzorat. This is the place where the Torah is adding any tumah. Yet even if it lazachas to be marba, even a male mitzorah, that the mayanot are to make. Lanekeva is to be marba a mitzorat, that her mayanot are to meot. So therefore, if I didn't have that Erech Yemem, Rav would have darshaned it at the source of the tumor, but I don't have Lazachar Nekeva extra to darshan that. Well, now wait a second. If you're going to tell me, I can't believe it. He's falling asleep standing up. How about upside down? But if we hang you from the light, you think you won't get it?
Sleep that way, why can't I?
That's true. I don't know, you don't think the extra blood supply to the brain would keep you awake? I mean, bats up something in there that, stops the blood from rushing to their head.
Treadmill.
She's getting up there. A treadmill, right? That's definitely the solution. That is the solution.
But you can't stop.
This is going on the one plus it was.
And we can even make it better. We can make it that as you slow down, I slow down.
We have two. You ask it. You won't knock it down. We have the same question. The pasuk, we're talking only about the extra levut from the pasuk about Truma. So we're still maintaining the...
But that's its application in Rav. But the application would be very broad. We would say that you need to be a Zohar Ba'anai.
But even if this pasuk is being used, one, I still want to know, why should I burn Truma?
Why wouldn't I? I don't have a meat. This is the source of my meat.
How do I know this is not the pasuk on the basis of that?
Okay, that's a question of what's considered to be more fundamental in terms of the limud. He says if we have, so this is the Gemara's kasha. If that's the case, you have exactly the same problem in using the drush of Knesset LeMikdash. Because we darshan that also. Hainami Miboy, the Gemara darshans that only Mishyesh Lotaro the Mikvah, there's no din of Shiluach Min HaMachana. Shiluach Min HaMachana is anything tummy. It's not only people. You have to make sure that a kli that's tamei also is not left in the Beit HaMikdash. However, how about a kli cheres? Mace touches a kli cheres. skeptically ferret out. So the Gemara darshins that since it compares the din to a Zohar ben Akiva, the same way a Zohar ben Akiva can have Tahira in a mikveh, so too things which have Tahira in a mikveh can be taken out of the Beit HaMikdash. But if they don't have Tahira in a mikveh, they don't need to be taken out of the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, properly Kharis, Divya Rabbi Yossi. And if that's the case, how does Rav have a right to use that Lezachar v'nekeva to tell me that? Maybe the Zachar v'nekeva is only coming to tell me and not a Kli Kharis.
For the moment, this makes
sense. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, then it could have just said humans. I mean, why did it have to mention their sex? I mean, why can't it just say human? It will say, just like a human has Tahira v'nekeva. Oh, no, because Bechita, you're trying to tell me, if it would have said humans, then I would have said, oh, so only humans and not Kaling. Right? Which is not true. I do have to take out Kaling. I've had metal Kaling. Let's take out the metal Kaling for the Beit HaMikdash. So you certainly don't want to make it dependent on humans. So therefore, you mention humans in a strange way to make it clear that you're talking about humans and things that can be put into a mikveh. So Avamina Klimatchos also low. No, that's not true. Because I would have been able to derive that metal kalim have to be removed from the Beit HaMikdash from the extra word kol tame lanafesh. Kol tame lanafesh would mean even kalim. So you can't tell me that Adam would have led me to exclude metal kalim. And therefore, I still have an ability to use that pasuk because of the strange zocher v'nekeva part. Okay? So zocher v'nekeva l'amalim. That's gotta be coming to tell me Rav's halacha. Namely, you gotta be a zocher or a nekeva. Oh, well, okay, if that's true, maybe that's all it's coming to tell you. I mean, you're telling me that the Torah needs to tell me la zocher v'nekeva. Because I need to know that if I'm not 100% male, and I can't be identified as a male, I'm not going to be usher in terms of shiluach min ha-machane. So how do I know that it comes to tell me anything else? How do I know it comes to tell me I'm not kli cheres? Where's the extra pasuk now to tell me kli cheres? This is a perfectly valid drasha, if Rav is correct. No, because in kein nichtov zochar v'nekeva. You say, from male to female. What was that supposed to mean, from male to female? Ad nekeva doesn't even make any sense. In other words, what you're saying is there's a spectrum here of things that can become kamtar in a mikveh. That's why you're saying it in that way. If you just would say zachar v'nekeva, you would tell me, and not a tumtum v'androgynous. They're not zachar v'nekeva. Because if anything, I mean, mizachar ad nekeva would say a spectrum of sexuality. You could be a zachar or sort of anything in between ad nekeva. I mean, that's what the words are more mashma. You want to try to concentrate on telling me, and not something that's neither Zohar and Nekeva. Don't say, somewhere between the sliding scale of Zohar and Nekeva. There's no sliding scale, according to you. It's either Zohar and Nekeva. So the only reason to mention it in that way is to tell me also the drasha of Klisheta, Klimatfes, and not Klisheres. Hello, Skipper. You're looking very skippy today. Good. All right, so wait a minute. I accept all of that, except now I don't understand something else. Because you have done a pretty strange job on me here. You're telling me that the word Lazachar Nekeva is a definition of what you are. You're a male or a female. Fine. You pretended that that was only nogeya in the types of tumah that would have to do with the reproduction of a male or a female. Now what does that have to do with reproduction? Male or female? You're saying only a male or a female is usher and bias migdash. What does that have to do with reproduction? What are you telling me? Because was it semen or was it dam? That's not the issue. Suppose you touch the sheretz or a mace. You're not a male. You're not a female. You can go in. What are you mixing up the issues over here?
Maybe there's a handicap.
Why? What are we saying?
Now we're saying that Zachrat Nekeva is a general reference to tumas that can become Torah to Mikveh. Nothing to do with tumas that relate to Zachrat Nekeva. No. So once that's true, so fine. All you're telling me is an additional point. You also, the human that I'm speaking to, that needs to be removed from the Beit HaMikdash, is only if he's a male or a female, for whatever strange reason that God doesn't want male and females, but doesn't mind tumtums and androgynesis. It's not my business why he said it that way. But the point is that it wouldn't matter why they're tummy. Doesn't say anywhere only if they're tummy because of a male-like issue. That's not the point. So Yachi keep me bishar tumat olishlichu. If they became tummy for tumas mace, so also they shouldn't have to leave. What has nothing to do with their becoming tummy with Loven or Odem and so on. You're mixing up now everything. You're putting it all together. Ah, no, see, that's something else. Why does it say mi zachar? Because it's talking about something that comes out of a zachar. That's the point. Mi tuma haporeshet min hazachar. It's also saying it in this way. Because it wants you to know we're talking about a body fluid. Something that comes out of a zachar, mi zachar. That's what it's saying. If the tumah is from body fluids, then I'm not telling you that this is also to go in unless you're definitely a zachar. But I mean, if you're tummy with some kind of other generic tumah, has nothing to do with your sex, what's the difference? And over there, you would be also to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So are you trying to tell me that wherever the Torah says Zachar and Nekeva, and it's telling me not Tumtum v'Androgynous? So Mizachar Nekeva v'Mutei Tumtum v'Androgynous. So what about by Erechen? By Erechen it says HaZachar. Now, the Brisa Darshans, the reason that it says HaZachar with the Hei HaYidiyah is to tell me you gotta be all the way a Zachar. V'lo Tumtum v'Androgynous. A real man. Yocho lo yehei be'erech isha, vo yehei be'erech isha. So it's okay, so if you're not all the way a bell, you're not the man. Hey, there's the man. You're not the man. Okay, so at least you should be included in the erechin of a woman. No, Talmud lomar ve'im nekeva. So we're darshaning now the ve'im. According to you, the word zachar v'nekeva per se means not tumtum v'androgynous. And here we're going into all these contortions to say, well, it's the Hei HaYidiyah, and it's the Ve'im. I mean, that's not the point. Shouldn't mean anything, because it says Zachar v'Nekevah. That Zachar means, according to you, a Zachar v'Anim. The Lotum to v'Androgynous. So, Taima d'Kasev d'Chsiv ha-Zachar. And Taima d'Chsiv Ve'im Nekevah. But what about the word Zachar v'Nekevah itself? Lo memayit, you would not have used that to be memayit to the androgynous. You seem to say clearly in the Brisa that Rav is wrong, and the word zachar v'nekeva does not ipso facto exclude a tumtum androgynous. No, of course not, silly. What kind of question is that? When you're talking about erechin, the whole point of erechin is to know the difference between male and female. So you're going to tell me, since it says male, it means you got to be 100% a male. What's the matter with you? It says male because it needs to tell you the values. How else is it supposed to refer to you? But in the middle of a circuit which has nothing to do with male and female, you're telling me, tell the males and females not to go into the basement. What do you mean, tell the males and females? I mean, whoever heard of such a thing? Males and females. Why is that a concern? Males and females. But by erechin, that's the whole point of the pasuk is to distinguish in the value of the male and the female. And we're going to say, so therefore, since you mentioned male, what do you mean, since I mentioned male? Of course I mentioned male. How else were like, I supposed to describe what a male is? I'm telling you a male. That's all. You know what that means. So therefore, I need a special drosha. Hazachar. What do you have to say? The male? Good. That's a good drosha. Ve'im nekeva. Okay, that's a good drosha. That's extra. But normally, if you just talk about zachar nekeva where it has nothing to do with your sex, who cares whether you're a zachar nekeva? It's got to mean that for some reason the Torah is makvid that you should be at least asex and not asex. Already.
The past one we dealt with.